Best Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Pesa Shio.
And this is the place where we believe that every single marriage out there has a chance to be awesome and long-lasting.
Yes, every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling.
That's right. And you guys can always reach out to us on social media. I'm at Whitney Shio on Twitter.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
And of course, you can like us on Facebook.
Which is Facebook.com/liveyourbestmarriage.
Or you can go back to where it all began at liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog.
Oh, yeah. So, Whitney, what are we talking about today?
So, the title of today's episode is Out of the Storm.
In the storm or out of the storm?
Out of the storm.
Wow, that sounds like fun. Nobody wants to stay in the storm.
No. So the whole purpose, the reason why I gave it that name is if you're going through a tough time in your relationship, if you're going through difficulty, I want you to imagine what it will look like when you come out of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
How awesome will things be when you are able to move past what's troubling you or whatever the problem is that you're having in your marriage? You're in what feels like a storm right now.
Yeah.
But when everything clears, how great will it be?
And sometimes when you are in the storm, it feels like you'll never get out of the storm. It feels like it's there to stay forever.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And the truth is, there beauty can actually come from struggle.
Okay.
A lot of greatness can come from as the result of a problem. And when it's happening, it doesn't seem like it.
I mean, when it's happening, it feels like you'll never get out of it and there's nothing good will ever come out of it. Other than just problems.
Like it's all bad and no good.
Yes.
Yes. But what we've learned after being together for 13 years is you can actually find a really great purpose mm-hmm. after having difficulty.
Although at that time it doesn't feel like any purpose will come out of it, yeah.
Right. And a few years ago, when I was going through postpartum depression, I was viewing the marriage as an inconvenience. I could not let go of any of the issues that we had had, and I was making a big deal out of every single thing that Pesa would say. And he's looking at me like, OMG. She's going there right now. But it's true. And in our previous podcast, in our last episode, we talked about the fact that divorce basically says to your face that you're not worth it.
Yeah.
You are not worth going through the storm.
With me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And the reason I know that is because that is the attitude that I had during that time. I viewed it as he was getting in the way of me living a great life. And that he was standing in the way of my goals and slowing me down. But the truth is, the longer you stay together, you'll see this. You'll see that you can do more and accomplish more as husband and wife.
Oh, yeah.
And the power of a team, especially husband and wife, is just so amazing. It's, you won't really appreciate how great it can be until you reach that level.
You know, there's somebody who said that if you want to go fast, mm-hmm. if you want to go first, go alone.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to go farther,
mm-hmm.
go with your wife.
That's and that really is so true. You can probably move faster by yourself.
Yes.
You will probably go faster alone, but you will go much further with a partner.
Yeah.
And especially when you have achieved that level of closeness and really you'll have a bond that not many people will understand.
No.
I mean, that's the truth. And it's just, and I think that's a whole nother issue that we could get into is people who are disrespectful to your spouse, whether it's in-laws or whoever it is, they are not appreciating the bond that the two of you share.
No.
But that's like a whole nother episode. But yes, it's very true what Pesa said. You can go fast alone,
mm-hmm.
but you will achieve more if you have your spouse
yes.
there with you and you guys are on the same page.
Yes.
And a lot of, actually, there are some friends that Pesa and I have who believe that they should not get married or have kids until they achieve
their goals. Yeah.
Because they are pretty sure that a wife would slow them down.
Yeah.
But again, if you, even in the book by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, he explains.
And that's a good book.
It is a great, it's one of the all-time classics. It is a great book. And he explains very well the reasons why a couple can achieve more together. And it's really a nice, I had never read anything like that before. I had never heard anyone talk about it this way before. Mm-hmm. But it is so true. And I really wish that more couples could experience this. Because there's nothing else like it.
Oh, yeah.
There really isn't. And a lot of people will say, well, you know, marriage is just too hard. But the truth is, nothing is easy.
No. No.
Nothing. Nothing is
easy. You gotta work for it.
Right.
Yes.
But the things that you can do together as a team, you'll be amazed.
Yeah.
Truly.
Oh, you will be. You'll be amazed. At that time, just with everything, there's always that build up and getting used to it. And then overcoming the issues that come up mm-hmm. in real life.
Yes.
But when you look back, mm-hmm. you're like, wow, I cannot believe we did all that together.
Yes.
Yes. I cannot believe it only took us 2 years and this is how far we've come. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you are going through a hard time right now and it doesn't seem like the two of you are on the same page, then just keep thinking of how great it can be mm-hmm. when you come out of this storm.
Yes.
When your marriage, when your relationship is restored.
Yes.
So much beauty comes from that because what you've done is you've actually strengthened the bond that you share.
Yeah.
And I like to make a big deal out of that. Because mm-hmm. I think that's something that is underestimated a lot. That, again, a few minutes ago I had mentioned, you reach a certain level of closeness.
Mm-hmm.
You understand one another more.
Yeah.
And you're more comfortable with each other.
Yes. And it takes a time. It takes mm-hmm. a while to get to that level. Of yeah. intimacy. Is that a level mm-hmm. of intimacy?
Yeah, it is. It is. And
You might think you are at that level, but until you just feel more at peace, more at mm-hmm. ease with that person,
mm-hmm.
and you are more likely to share your frustrations,
mm-hmm.
your goals, your desires.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be all so sappy and everything, but...
But you're the person you married really starts to feel more like family.
Yeah.
You start to feel, it's interesting
mm-hmm.
how it works. Yeah. And again, that is a huge wish that I have, that I just want more couples to have that.
Yes.
Because it is so amazing. And definitely, I mean, I've had more adventures with my husband than I could have if I was single or really, I'm convinced that my life has been more exciting.
Mine too.
And that I've achieved more.
Mine too.
with him than I could have done by myself.
Mine too.
So, and again, we've gone through plenty of storms. Mm-hmm. We've had our fair share. And we've been able to come out of all of that.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of funny because in our circles that we hang around, we're known as like the couple who is never apart.
I know.
It's just so funny, you know.
Remember we had gone to Kansas City that time and this guy was like, "It's you two again?"
Yeah, we went to a conference last year, and every time we passed this guy in the hallway, he'd say, "Oh my," he'd say, "It's the Shios again." And it's just so funny because that actually happens a lot in a lot of places we go. Many, many people who know us it's funny, they view us as this inseparable young couple who just does everything together, and so it's fun. I like it.
Yeah, it's like, it's you guys again.
So if more people could experience that, definitely, I really don't think the divorce rate would be what it is.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
And Pesa and I have probably experienced more of this recently because of starting a business together, but I think that we were priming ourselves for this even in the early years, even when he was working a full-time job and I was a stay-at-home mom. I think that there still were a lot of things we did deliberately to be close.
Yeah.
And just, we've always been a very attached couple. We've always been very attached to one another. And so, and that's not to, I really don't want to deflect the problems that we've gone through, because that's the whole point of this episode. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's one of the main points that we make at Live Your Best Marriage, is that don't assume that certain couples don't have issues.
Don't assume other couples don't have issues. Mm-hmm. And because they are talking to you on a podcast or they are laughing, that does not mean they don't have any issues. Mm-hmm. It basically means that they know they have found a way to cope and deal with the issues and still be up here having a conversation. Mm-hmm. That does not mean that everything is clean and they... I don't know if it makes sense.
Yeah, and because that also happens on Facebook, too. Mm-hmm. There are certain people who are more... They reveal more on Facebook. If it's whether they're having a fight with their significant other or if their house is dirty or whatever it is, or if their kids are making a mess, they post pictures of everything.
Yes.
Or they post a status update for all of that. I'm one of those people who don't. I update my profile picture like once every 6 months, and it's always a very polished picture. It's like I have makeup, I have my hair done, my kids are clean, well-dressed and clean and smiling and happy. The house is clean, or the background looks professional, even if it's in the house. And I don't do that on purpose to...
It's just what you...
That's just my style. I don't post updates often, and when I do, it's very presentable. Mm-hmm. But I don't... People should not assume that everything is perfect.
No.
Just because it looks like that.
You know, I read a story where some ladies were talking about Pinterest. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that how Pinterest has actually caused a lot of users, mostly women, to be depressed. Mm-hmm. And the issue was, there's this feeling that they never measure up. Mm-hmm. The article was very interesting because I never even knew this was going on. But apparently on Pinterest, the pictures there are pretty like very clean, very polished. Everything is perfect. And
things are very elaborate too.
Yeah, things are very elaborate. So when you look at the kids, the family pictures, they are just perfect. And what happens is when you look at those pictures and then you see the reality of your house, clothes have not been picked up. Your kids can't even stay still for a minute to take a perfect picture as what you had seen on Pinterest. Some women were being interviewed and they are saying that actually that causes them to feel that they are in, they can't measure up to that high standards of just raising a family. But although I can say this as an outsider that, oh, big deal. It's never that it's never that polished all the time. This is a picture that out of many pictures that they took that day, they used this picture as the one that they will post. You don't know how many pictures they took and you don't know how many of them look like did not look good, but just one looked great and they used that to post on Pinterest after editing it. Don't use that as a measure of your life. But I can say that as an outsider, but for somebody who hangs out on Pinterest all the time, and if these things are affecting them, they might not see what I'm talking about.
It really can affect you, especially on Facebook, because those are people that you actually know.
Oh yeah.
They're your friends friends from work and friends from church and things like that. So if their marriage looks perfect or their kids look perfect or the house looks perfect or their job looks perfect,
yeah,
it really, really can give you an impression that things are great. There's never a struggle.
There's never a struggle, yeah.
Yeah. And or their life is better than my, like their lifestyle is better than mine.
Yeah.
It can be that way too.
And that also reminds me of we had a friend who, I'm not going to mention the name, but she loved to run, like running and running the marathon. And she just was having so much, it was so hard for her to keep up with this supposedly young girls who were running and they never seemed to break a sweat. Everything was perfect. They're always posting on Facebook how like how they're prepping for a marathon, how everything is so easy. And you could see pictures of them with the medals at the end of the marathon. I mean, everything was so easy. And this lady was struggling. I mean, she was buying new shoes. She broke her ankle. She was trying new diets. I mean, nothing seemed to work. And I mean, so frustrated. So finally come to find out that some of these ladies who were so fabulous on Facebook posting on their achievements on the marathon, guess what they were doing? They were paying people to run the marathon for them. So it came, it became, they were exposed. But all this time, our friend here was having, just feeling terrible on herself. Like, I mean, she was just beyond herself, how crazy things are and how she'll never...
And what were they calling that? A bib something?
Something. The bib mule or something.
Yeah. Bib mule. So they were swapping the bib.
Yeah. They were paying some person to run the marathon.
To wear their number.
To wear their number.
And then they meet up at near the finish line something, and they switch again.
So at the finish line, this girls are like so fancy and fabulous and they're taking pictures and I mean they just make it so easy,
right?
But actually people take it seriously. And people are like
you never assume it could be fake.
You never know.
You never assume that those people have issues too. So that is that that's a really good example. Just to remind us that just because we have issues doesn't mean we're the only ones.
We're the only ones. And so the best thing to do is try to find, basically you're competing against, you're trying to find the best of you. Mm-hmm. You're competing against yourself. How can I get this to a, how can I get myself to a better place? But as much as I'm comparing myself to other people, I'm comparing my insides, my real life to somebody's outsides, which is their perfect, polished outside life.
Which is just an image that they're projecting.
Yes. Yeah. So the best thing is to do what is just trying to find your own personal best. Mm-hmm. How can I improve on myself? How can I improve my relationship with my wife?
I like that.
Yes.
I like that because I want us to just get rid of that myth that if you're having problems in your marriage, then that means you need a divorce.
Yeah.
That means that other couples who are doing well or other couples that have stayed together don't have problems. Yes. And so that is just such a terrible, terrible, misleading lie. It's an impression that a lot of us just probably get instinctively. We look around us, we see others in our environment, and we're like, you know, that couple has been married for 50 years, or this couple has been married for 10 years. So that means they are fabulous.
Yeah.
That just means that they won't get a divorce because they don't have any problems. They never fight or they never disagree.
Nope.
But the truth is, they had the disagreements, or they have them, but they find ways to get through them.
Yeah.
They go through the storm, and then they experience all of the beauty that comes after that struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is something that makes me feel really bad when we compare ourselves to other people, the people around us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not even getting the whole picture.
Oh, no.
To begin with.
Oh, no.
We're not actually seeing what really goes on behind the scenes. And as Pesa brought up a really good point, don't compare yourself to other people anyway, because your potential could be a million times higher.
Oh, yeah.
Than the people around you.
Yeah.
So there's no need to make those comparisons in the first place.
Although it's easier said than done. We as humans, always have that tendency of naturally assimilate and naturally try to look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a reason for this, but there's that tendency of like just looking up and just looking at your neighbor and seeing what they're doing.
And that's not to say that you shouldn't ask for ideas. Mm-hmm. You can still ask the people around you and say, hey, so what's working for you?
Yeah.
What can you give me some tips on things that help you? Mm-hmm. And that's the whole reason why we're even talking right now is we just like to share ideas and share tips that have worked for us. And so that can be very helpful.
Yeah.
But if you're just observing and then taking hints, like, well, maybe I should do what they're doing.
Yeah.
If we're just copying what we see happening around us, it's probably not beneficial.
No, it's not. And no, it's not. And at the end of the day, try to find your personal best, not trying to improve on your personal best.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had known this long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Yes,
me
I wish too. I had known this long time ago because it actually makes life so easy when you are more in terms of improving your personal best instead of trying to compare yourself with others. Compare yourself with others.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a huge intimidation problem.
Mm-hmm. You like to intimidate people?
No, I get... I get really intimidated easily.
We all do.
So.
We all do.
So I definitely have those assumptions that things must be really, really, really great for so-and-so. yes. but not for me.
And it feels like other people are already the experts.
Right.
And we are just trying to catch up to them.
Like someone else is really successful, but I'm not.
Or someone else was born with all the right answers. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I missed out on that. I missed out mm-hmm. on the secret gene mm-hmm. that they are supposed to.
The secret. Yeah. And yeah. I had a math teacher in high school mm-hmm. who said that he was in the bathroom when God was passing out talent for art.
Mm.
I know. It was funny to us. We were like in 10th grade. We laughed. We thought that was funny.
But he's trying to tell you that it's either you're an artist
yes.
or you are not.
That is.
You are born.
And I actually took it seriously because mm-hmm. he was my geometry teacher. And his wife was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thought, oh my gosh, they are the smartest people ever. And I don't stand a chance. I am barely going to be able to pass this class because I love art. And that is really, really sad. That is not true.
Yeah.
Not true at all.
Not knowing that... I'm finding out that basically if you need to do that, if you need to get better at geometry, just do a little bit of geometry every day.
Just learn it.
Yeah, just learn it. Yeah.
Acquire the skill the same way you would anything else.
Yes, because the concept that God put this, put you in this earth
mm-hmm.
with a certain skill... while he put other people without a skill. So basically he put people in this earth to be successful and some people in this earth not to be successful because they don't have the right gene. It doesn't work for me. I don't think that's true. I think we all have the capacity to improve and learn new skills.
That's yes. right.
But the issue comes, can we stick with it?
Mm-hmm.
That becomes another issue. And for most of us, number one, we might not even think that we can do it. And number two, even if we think we can do it, because of so much disruptions and just changing our minds, we never stick with anything.
Right. So just as a recap, it's you will go through those storms. You yeah. will have those challenges where you feel like things aren't working or you feel like, we just don't have what it takes to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
We as a couple.
Yes.
We're just not getting it.
Yes.
We're not experiencing a breakthrough. But the truth is, it is possible for every marriage to have the breakthroughs.
Oh, yeah.
Have the storm and then have the greatness that comes after that. It's possible for everybody. And so that's just something that... we wanted to encourage you all to think about, and we will be back in a few days.
Okay, and so folks, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, TuneIn, or follow us in SoundCloud. And until next time, bye and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles. No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99 ways to show love to your spouse.com.